Obviously, since the announcements from Boris Johnson, it's appropriate for us to examine the latest change to the UK position. But I'm pleased to tell you that the COVID situation on the island remains stable as far as we are concerned. I think the measures that we currently have in place are proving to be successful in terms of identifying cases that are coming onto the island, certainly to a certain degree. But broadly, our case level is remaining fairly constant at the moment, in fact, showing some signs of a slight decrease in certain areas. So there will be no change to any of the current measures that we have in place.
Have we had any Omicron cases identified on the island? And also, have any more individuals returned from regions where it was identified that are currently technically areas of concern?
So all the cases that we have identified to date have been of the Delta variant. Since we changed the status in terms of arrivals onto the island, both international arrivals and arrivals from within the common travel area, we've had 6,500 arrivals or so from the common travel area and identified 34 cases through lateral flow device use. And we've had some 622 international arrivals, and 8 of those have tested positive so far through the 48-hour, within the 48-hour requirement.
You said that the Nobles Lab, for example, can now identify Omicron should it emerge. But I think it's something I put to you the other week. It's the fact that genomics in the past, it's been stated that it takes around 7 days to come back. How long will it take on these genomic testing to be able to identify Omicron should it emerge?
So that will happen very rapidly. It's a very quick turnaround at the moment in terms of the identification of the variant. We can do that on island, and it's likely to happen within 24 to 48 hours.
What are the actual parameters that it takes to think of actually reconsidering the COVID measures you've got? Is it one case of Omicron emerges? Is it 10? Is it 20? Could you put a figure on, you know, what it takes to trigger those conversations?
There are so many factors involved in determining how to and when to move forward. You know, if we get cases of Omicron on the island, then we have to evaluate with public health what that might mean consequentially over an extended period of time. And if we get one case and we isolate it, I just can't answer that question without taking in a number of factors surrounding it. What I would say, and I continue to say, is that, you know, we need to be led by the data. But we also have to recognise that taking measures has subsequent economic and social impacts.